But in any case, up to page
52. It's recorded anyway.
Page 52, Simon Reish Nun Dalet, Siv Zayin. Here we go. Batanum Shalanu, Zayin, top. Batanum Shalanu, Shein Vem Radia. So we don't do Radia, we don't stick it to the side. Mutter Lahoitzi Yoysi Mishal Shutis Besakin. So you can take out more than three sutras. It says if you're doing radiyah, so pshat is you have to radiyah on each part that you're going to take out of the oven. The radiyah is the bread. You're separating it from the side of the oven.
The one so that's each, bread that you throw to the side.
Right, just taking off the side. So basically, each part that you're taking off the side, so it's a new maleches radiyah, which is uvdin decho. So mela you can't do it. So mela you're taking off more and more masha inkin in our ovens. We don't do that. So mela you can take out the whole thing, and even though it's more than the sheer shalosh sudas. Motzel lahitzi yoyz mishalosh sudas b'sakin b'shem davar sheyitchev by mikol makayim lahitzi berachas b'shem demechzi kilden nacho. You shouldn't use that kli that is used for scraping off the side. Zogt Mishnah Berurah. Sheim behem rediyah. The malachs rediyah shayech rak b'tanurim. Sheim medapkin apas b'dayfne atano. Because their ovens, they stuck to the side. Abutanim shalonu shapas menachs b'shuli atano. We put on the bottom. Shayech behem rediyah. Then it doesn't pass rediyah. Lohaytzi yoyser. You can take out more than three meals. Chasam agen avram dahinu kshehitwik beheter. That's when you put it beheter. It means to say before Shabbos. B'tanim shalema yoyser lohaytzi kol apas. Even to move it, you can't do it for the weekday. You can't move wine on Shabbos. That would be mutter to a goy. He's makel when he does it on himself in our ovens. In a place where the pas would be ruined. Why it's just eat from it and then you have a real tzairich. So Mele says you need to actually eat from it. You stab it with a knife. Well, then the or you could use a stick. Because the derech shinoi, it's divided derech shinoi. Even near that yedesh den Yehudi motel haitzi af berachas. It means say. It sounds like they didn't have racks. They didn't have racks. They just took it out. They had it on the floor. Like we have matzah and on the floor of the oven. Oh, yeah. So then you would have to use some type of implement to take it off the floor. When we take out matzah, we have this.
They have this shifer that's like
it's like a metal plate.
Plate, right?
It's on the edge of a stick, and you stick it on
like a spatula. Not a spatula.
I think that's the rachas.
Well, they use the pizza one.
Right.
Oh, the pizza, right.
The wood.
Yeah, but the difference is it's very, very hot, but I think you can't put, if you put in a wood, do you?
But it's also, the pizza wood, one's very thick, though. Pizza ones are much thicker. I don't know if you'll be able to get under a matzo.
Right, you can't get under a matzo. You need a very thin,
In the olden days, they didn't have those metal things. They had wood ones.
You think so?
I don't think they had.
Maybe, I thought you were going to tell me they had very thick matzo.
That's also true. That's probably right. Yeah, they had thick matzahs and they had right. You saw them. You go to Israel today. You see them.
Svardi, you know.
Yeah.
No puppet table.
No Christian, puppet table.
Slicha. It's
a table. That's what it's called. No.
Okay, go on.
It's like
Satmar. No. Why didn't the Yochel Chayti
Mago? Oh, he's saying I didn't even cry. He's saying like
the
blood libels.
That's not what I meant. Which is the type of thing that we take out on during the week. Okay. ches, siv ches. Lo yimal adam kadeira asasiyas. A person shouldn't fill up a bowl with asasiyas perish, meaning kidneys, like gilas beretz Yisrael, v'loy be'bavel, the types of beans they grow in Yisrael, v'turmesin, v'yitin l'teich
atana, ev Shabbos. Yeah, you have it as a type of a beans.
So like a spread?
I don't know.
Hello, it's the Gemara and Shabbos. Look at the Gemara and Shabbos.
Okay. Teichataner. Yitin teichataner er Shabbos samach hashecha. Shouldn't put it into the oven right before nightfall. And then, shadavarim elu inam tzichem bishol rav. They don't need so much cooking. V'daitai aleihem la'achlam la'alter. Wants to eat them right away. Ne'kah chafal pi. Shalina spashlu kol ike. So then there would be other things that are, you need right away. Mail would be a problem of obviously when it's Efshalachatis. One more line. V'im also kain. I feel b'shaygeg. Asur l'matzei shabbos. Ad kedei shei also. So k'mishnebura asasiyus v'termesin. All types of soft things. Right, so here it gets cooked quickly. So mela or chayshish shemichata. Ki il teicha tanor. I know. Afilu hugar fikatam. That's a tanor, which is what we saw, chimum, it's a lot of chimum, so then it's even if it's garvakot with a problem. I know if you look garvakotum, kemah, shikaz, besimrish, and gimel, sef, alef, miu, tanuri di don, damit lakirit, shari garvakotum, vafim utuch, betit, shari bachal inyan, kifima, shikaz, veramob, sef, alef, baga. Kshainim grufim, akir levad koi, narkilosh, and rabbim, akiris, the alma, the ilu akupach. So you can't eat until Matzah Shabbos after it, until then you have the Ramah. Ramah, that it's not a problem, right? And the Ramah, that's when the Ramah says that there's no problem with Shem Mechat. All right, good. Test. Kiyoy Tziboy, likewise. Lo yimala all the chavis, shalmayim, yitain, l'teichatana. Erev Shabbos mechashaychi, you shouldn't put in a pot of water. V'masakein, asur l'maisei Shabbos v'chateishi. Also, again, that's something that cooks up quickly.
Yeah.
It's not something you'll be waiting for tomorrow to heat.
So, comes nageya for a crack pot, like
right. Cool. So you fill it up right before Shabbos, and it would be a problem, what? Right. I don't know if that's what he's saying.
Afal pi the mayim ruyin lishtois.
Right.
Chayim. So that's what he's saying.
Afal pi the mayim ruyin lishtois chayim. Even though you can drink it
before, you can have the water raw.
Oh, so therefore no problem. Shemichata, the Abbasiv Dal, Mikol Malkim, Einum Toibim Kolkach Kiperis. Amahani Lehem Achim Harbe. The Ma'aseh hot water is much better. Yesh Behem Gzeres
Chita. Tea is. You can't drink cold tea.
Teichatana.
Have you ever heard of iced tea?
Speak to my Shvigad. I'll tell you.
Obetana Shalana Kshugar Vakatam Kishu Tuch Betit Shari Kana. It would be motor, right? Because then it's like a kira. Erev Shabbos mechashecha, elam ken yishol sheyischamu kaidem ben shmarz. Ah, unless it could heat up before ben shmarz. Af sheyischamu mukol tzarkon, even though it doesn't heat up completely, but as long as it heats up somewhat, I guess would be enough to make your tea. Then it would be fine. It would be also to put water into the pot erev Shabbos and Chashecha. Afagav de miskaven, actually yifka kdei rameyachom shabetaner olamayichate, like we saw before. they used to have this pot that was set on top of the oven. It was set there. You couldn't move it. So you had to put the water there. The pot shouldn't crack. So why would he be mechata? Mikomokim ha-haderchu shemidiach me-makelim. Lamaise, they use that water for washing your dishes. Hashin shemichata ba-atana k'di shizchama ma-mayim l'kach tzarech lizor l'tanen shizchama mikzaz mi-boidiyam. So, okay. So how much does it have to warm up? Your water have to warm up before Shabbos?
K'mai chobain rosa.
Let's see number 40 over here on the side. Omnam. Im lo yispiku ha-mayim l'tayich mi-boidiyam. If it does say it didn't boil. That's a chazanish. Shein lo-hoitzim mikzaz mi-shabbos. So you shouldn't take out of any of them on Shabbos. Mishum shegoyim al yidei zeh shamayim shenishru pikter yemaharu l'espasha. Oh, he's saying that it didn't fully heat up. So now he took out part of them. Before it heated up fully, so now the rest of them are going to come hotter faster. V'chemavor b'shat shuvas yikus ma'isha. V'tam zeh af oser sham l'hashay samayim b'meichem kol zman shalei roschei. Shem yu'el l'hoitzim mikzasa. So Ramosha sounds like he says it's also to leave the water, the hot water there, because you're going to come out to take some of it, you're going to take out some of it, and then you're doing bishul on the rest of it. He's not so sure because it's something else. So what about an electric kettle?
Sheyesh boi tzinoris medida goy v'amayim.
Right, medida is goy v'amayim. So you have things that are checking the how high the water is.
So you have a switch.
Sheyesh chamem u'hamayim v'mekzes koyim Shabbos. And there's no problem sheyesh. Why? Because the water was heated up before Shabbos. So let's see. Rabbi Yashiv says she also l'shtamish by Shabbos. Can't do it. Why? Mishum shemetzias he shamayim shemetzinarius einam reischem. Right. Rambam says you have front the pipe comes out. The pipe goes up and it comes out. So that water is not boiling. Mkeng shemaytzi mayim me'amecha nechnasim mayim shemet me'atzinarius techamecha. So that water is going into the mecha moment.
He's talking about
what we have over here.
Right, what we have
here. Everywhere.
Yeah. You have it here. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. You have to have a switch.
More water comes in.
It's adding more water.
In the tube that shows you the water level.
Oh, he's saying the tube is heating up.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
That's what he's talking about.
Which one?
Any urns.
Yeah.
All urns pretty much have a little place.
Tube in the front.
Where the water goes up.
That's how it shows you the water level.
Okay.
So when you take...
That water's not so hot.
Right.
Well, that's what he's saying. That the water was never... That water was never really boiling because that water went in right when you filled it up.
Good.
So now when you take water out, so a little bit of that water now goes into the... How does that water level go lower? Goes into the urn.
It'll go into the urn or comes out into your cup. It'll mix in the other water in your cup.
It doesn't go into the urn, you might get it in your cup.
You're saying
it doesn't go straight zikr from the thing into your cup. It goes through the urn.
Yeah? I thought it's right above the the spigot.
No, it's not.
Oh,
attached.
It's right.
No.
You're right.
Okay. It has to go through the urn.
Good. Fine. So then
not
honest.
Even in other types also, even the home over here is like a commercial one. Even right. The home type.
Yeah, you're right. Well, that's interesting. So this is
even in the Shabbos ones.
Right.
You usually have
right. So who says this? Rabbi Yashiv says that you can't use it. Thank you. Why? Interesting. Maybe you're going to use up all the water. That's interesting. He's bringing up the Yerushalmi that you shouldn't use a big problem. because so you have coals that are fully hot.
So you should, it says you shouldn't use such a kumkum because if you can run out of water, you're going to put in more water.
Right.
So mamish, ours, all our urns are like the same way. The electricity is on. So comes out that they're, if you finish the water, you're going to have to put in more. Otherwise, it's going to break.
The Shabbos ones that put into the Shabbos mold.
Yeah, I know.